With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Laura Satsui. Visitors to Yosemite National Park were ecstatic Monday when the tarp covering up the historic Curry Village sign was removed. FM 89's Alice Daniel reports this signals the end of a lengthy lawsuit over the park's trademark names.
The lawsuit was filed back in 2016 by the park's former concessionaire, Delaware North, claiming it owned the rights to such iconic names as the Ahwahnee and Wawona hotels. But a nearly $12 million settlement reached Monday with the federal government and the current concessionaire, Aramark, means those names will remain in the park even after Aramark's contract runs out.
We felt very strongly that these place names belong to these buildings and ultimately belong to the American people.
That's Yosemite spokesman Scott Gedeman. He says park employees are already removing many of the temporary signs, Half Dome Village, the majestic Yosemite Lodge, that stood in for the old ones. Les James, a Miwok Indian who worked in the park for 30 years, says the signs are part of history and should never have been altered.
I'm 84 years old. All I can remember is Yosemite Park and Curry Company and the Wawona Hotel, the Ahwahnee, and all that they changed. And for what?
The park says it will take a few months to change the names on everything, including maps and printed materials. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Alice Daniel.